Sweet Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us till this country that we love's undivided.
Yup. You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell. Get a job and work or you're gonna go to jail. I just kinda wish we didn't think like that. Why's it gotta be all white or all black? And when we gonna learn to try on someone's shoes sometimes?
That's right.
When we gonna start to see from someone else's eyes?
I think it's time to come together. You and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference. Make world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us till this country that we love's undivided. Oh yeah, undivided. Make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that we love, undivided.
Come on.
Oh yeah.
My good.
Good morning. Hope that wasn't a hot mic. I apologize if it was. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Tuesday, February 23rd, 2021 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. Undivided would be good, wouldn't it? You have lots and lots of things and, you know, stuff and things that are trying to divide us here in America. Lots of efforts, you know. Some that I would call, you know, old school bad guy efforts, and it's not good. But, you know, are we each doing all that we can do in opposition to tyranny, shall we say, in defense of liberty, shall we say? Because there are things that you might say are little. You know, I think that the scoffer says, for example, the scoffer says to the Christian, you know, what are you going to do? Are you just going to pray about it? Are you just going to, you know, is that all you're going to do is pray about it? And I think I said this a couple of weeks ago, but, you know, you start thinking about that. If you understand the power of prayer in a biblical context, you know, you kind of think, well, I'm not sure I'm ready to call down that kind of firepower from heaven because, I mean, that's a lot of firepower. So the scoffer might try to minimize and marginalize that, but it's not a small thing by any stretch of the imagination. Anyway, I'm going to start with, I'm going to read Psalm 9 because I can. And I think some of us can relate. I know I can. And things are interesting in America. There's plenty to be concerned about, but hopefully this is a word of encouragement to us all here in America. So Psalm 9 reads in its entirety. It's a short psalm, 20 verses. Beginning in verse 1. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. I will tell of your wonders, capital Y. I will be glad and exult in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. When my enemies turn back, they stumble and perish before you. For you have maintained my just cause. You have sat on the throne judging righteously. You have rebuked the nations, you have destroyed the wicked. You have blotted out their name forever and ever. The enemy has come to an end in perpetual ruins. And as I read this, I kind of think of what I was saying yesterday without getting into specifics. You know, you look at certain biblical precepts and principles and things like that, and how I think the old school bad guys have sort of weaponized those concepts in their own, to their own benefit and to the detriment of the vast majority of other folks. So the enemy has come to an end in perpetual ruins, and you have uprooted the cities. The very memory of them has perished. And, you know, you think of the historical revisionists and the Orwellian concept of who controls the present, controls the past, who controls the past, controls the future kind of thing. Bad guys want to do that. They've always wanted to do that. The Psalms talk about how they, you know, name streets after themselves and stuff like that. And, of course, Genesis 11, you know, giving themselves a name that will endure throughout the ages. Anyway, it's not a new thing, but this, the dealing in righteousness with these folks, well, you know, we don't always see that. So the enemy has come to an end in perpetual ruins. You have uprooted their cities. The very memory of them has perished, but the Lord abides forever. He has established his throne for judgment, and he will judge the world in righteousness. He will execute judgment for the peoples with equity. The Lord also will be a stronghold for the oppressed, stronghold in times of trouble. Those who know your name put their trust in you. For you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Sing praises to the Lord who dwells in Zion. Declare among the peoples his deeds. For he who requires blood remembers them. He does not forget the cry of the afflicted. Be gracious to me, O Lord. See my affliction from those who hate me. You who lift me up from the gates of death, that I may tell of all your praises, that in the gates of the daughter of Zion I may rejoice in your salvation. The nations have sunk down in the pit which they have made. This sounds familiar. You know, World Economic Forum, anybody? In the net which they hid, their own foot has been caught. The Lord has made himself known. He has executed judgment. In the work of his own hands, the wicked is snared. The wicked will return to Sheol, even all the nations who forget God. For the needy will not always be forgotten, nor the hope of the afflicted perish forever. Arise, O Lord, do not let man prevail. Let the nations be judged before you. Put them in fear, O Lord. Let the nations know that they are but men. And so, you know, I think that's a particular word of encouragement in these perilous or seemingly perilous times. You know, There seems to be no shortage of things to be concerned about these days, more and more all the time. But, you know, again, are we doing all that we can to try to stand in opposition to tyranny, in defense of liberty, those kinds of things? And it's kind of a rhetorical question, so I think there's much that we could do. And so I am encouraging folks who listen to this broadcast to those who feel inclined, who are so inclined, you know, pray for one another, pray for this network. Pray for this broadcast. Pray for the listeners. Pray for each other. And whatever is, you know, whatever you feel is pressed on your heart. I think that's one of the most powerful things we can do on earth, if not the most powerful thing. And you avail yourself to forces far greater than ourselves. And that's a powerful, impressive thing, I think. It can be very exciting. And you don't obviously do it for that reason, but it can be very exciting to be on the side of truth, justice, righteousness, all that kind of stuff. John in Tennessee and I have talked, for example, from time to time about conversations that we have had. I know that he has had, I know that I have had, where, you know, you hear people say, hey, you know, storm is coming and you can either be on the right side or the winning side. And I don't understand how it's, you know, such a bifurcation. How are you guaranteeing that the right side and the winning side are mutually exclusive? Do you know the future? And it's unfortunate. I think it's a sad thing, because basically what they're saying is that evil will prevail regardless. And again, that's an old term of, or a tactic of art, you know, Sun Tzu's The Art of War, for example. All warfare is based on deception, and we want to conquer the enemy before the first battle is waged in the war. You know, right from chapter one, detail assessment and planning. All warfare is based on deception. Hence, when we are able to attack, we must seem unable. When using our forces, we must appear inactive. When we are near, we must make the enemy believe we are far away. When we're far away, we must make them believe we're near. And so, you know, that kind of thing. But you know, also this idea from chapter 3, know yourself, know your enemy. It is said that if you know your enemies and know yourself, you will not be imperiled in 100 battles. If you do not know your enemies but do know yourself, you will win one and lose one. And if you do not know your enemies nor yourself, you will be imperiled in every single battle. And so I guess the point of all of this is, the culmination of it is my conjecture. I'll just phrase it that way. My conjecture would be that the battle that we see raging in America and beyond is primarily spiritual in nature. That's how I would categorize it. And so, you know, Ephesians chapter 6 is in full effect. 2 Corinthians 10:3-5, for example, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. The weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but divinely powerful for the destruction of fortresses. We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God, and we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. That's powerful stuff. And, you know, like I've said recently several times, prayer is an interesting thing. Doesn't just change things. Doesn't just change other people. It changes the person praying in beautiful, wonderful ways. And I'll just leave it at that. Let's go to the phones real quick and grab William in Montana. William, thanks for calling. Welcome. Do we have William? I don't hear him. You're having problems. Do we have William?
Yes.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, lots of happening.
Good morning to you, sir.
just it's going well here. I was doing some fancy stuff with the phone because I just woke up. But yes, I've been continuing, you know, distributing my stuff to people, and things are going, you know, just very, very well. I had a veteran come over, and he's sort of being raked over the coals, you know, by the medical establishment, but we had a good time, you know. We had a good time. I gave them, they just created an amazing greenhouse. They live way up in the mountains, and he doesn't have a computer, doesn't want a computer, and so I've been helping him get things over the internet that he can't source up in the mountains. And I got him a food dryer that a couple of years ago I put together, a very fancy food dryer for people who want to preserve their food that they grow, and you know, they don't want to use a freezer all the time. They want to get it into Mylar bags so that it lasts a long time. So we just had a great, joyous gathering. Fellowship is very important. Fellowship with people around the world that you've never met. So many people are praying for me. And so I just wanted to, but one of the things I did yesterday, while I was staging all this stuff and getting all these goodies ready to give away, I went looking for my fanny pack, you know, my concealed carry, because now in Montana, the governor says if you're legally allowed to own a gun, you can actually do so. You can do concealed carry without a license. And so that became very, very important for me because, you know, this is a spiritual battle. That's something I have become so aware of. If this is going to succeed in any way, shape, or form for you or for me or for anyone listening, it's going to have to be spiritual. But that doesn't mean that you will not have to maybe stand up and protect the people that you love from something that may happen. You know, that protection is a quality of taking things to another phase, taking things to another quality of love. I'm not going to ever want to use a firearm to harm another person, even my enemy, even someone who is trying to harm me. That's not my intention. But I want to be ready, and I want to let other people know that if that's something that's troubling you, then you have an opportunity to stand up and say, indeed, I can do this if God has placed it on my heart to do such, you know, right, do such activity. So I'm praying for everyone. I have so many people who are praying for me that I have never met, and that gives me great comfort, and that gives them great comfort. I see that. So I just wanted to say that to you, Chris, and thank you so much for being there. You've helped me so much.
I am grateful and honored to have the privilege to be there. Thank you, William. Hang around if you like. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back.
So, William, you know, I mentioned yesterday that you remind us from time to time that once the bear gets hooked on garbage, it's a pretty unbreakable habit. And I think that, you know, yesterday's broadcast, I really tried to focus on things that we can do in defense of liberty and opposition to tyranny. You know, and I mentioned, for example, a couple of videos, the one in particular, Anthony Pompliano, talking about things that we all can do in a financial sense. You know, the four things that he mentioned: spend less than you make, have multiple streams of income, have a very long time horizon, get out of cash and into assets. And that was something, you know, that maybe we'll dive into more, but I just think that we all can do, there are things that we can do. And, you know, speaking of the spiritual battle, prayer is perhaps the most powerful thing on earth that we can do. And so I've really tried to readjust my focus to really try to emphasize those kinds of things. And I've been convicted lately that if I'm focusing on the other stuff and I'm sort of addicted to the garbage, then I find myself in the camp of the fearful, unbelieving, and cowardly pretty quickly. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, I've been, you know, while they're trying to, we're trying to discover what was wrong with me, it was a lot worse than what they imagined. They were fixing things that you know, needed to be fixed, but, you know, when it's all over and they're saying bye-bye, you know, you're sort of saying, well, yeah, you fixed that, but, you know, you didn't fix the real thing, which is I may not be here. But I was looking at my finances, and I do have finances, I think, because I'm racking up bills like you wouldn't believe, and I was just thinking, like, do I have any money? And I said, you know, if I do have a $5 bill, I think I'm going to send it to RBN. And if you, but I don't know yet, because the people at the insurance companies, and I have very good insurance for some strange reason, they can't tell me whether I'm in over $100,000 or whether I'm going to have to pay like $300. And so as soon as I find out if I have a $5 bill, I'm going to challenge people, send something to RBN. You know, find some way to send something to RBN so that we can keep your voice and all the voices that are creating this vehicle for freedom and the vehicle for options. And I just wanted to make that very clear. And I'm praying for every one of you, everyone who hears this voice. It's not my voice. It's the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I just asked him every day, use me. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, William. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Much appreciated, as always. You know, just a little bit on the network before we go to the break and then go back to the phones. I have said this before many times, but I'll say it again because I think it matters. You know, there's this continuity of narrative and continuity of message that you find in places, and it takes on different forms. Like I said yesterday, Kool-Aid comes in a variety of flavors, but there's a continuity of message, and a lot of the continuity sort of, I think, revolves or centers around chaos, conflict, and turmoil, and that kind of thing. And I guess from my perspective, I would say this network is not part of that continuity of message or continuity of narrative. We might do things as hosts from time to time that sound similar. We might regurgitate content or certain things like that. But this broadcast has never been scripted in the sense that I've been told what I can say, what I can't say. Never. And it's my understanding that none of the other hosts are either. It's my understanding that none of the hosts are influenced really at all in terms of content. And that's an interesting thing. I've mentioned this in the past. You know, I've lamented from time to time, I would like some input, but we don't get it. And that autonomy, that freedom, to me, is kind of one of the foundational tenets of America. And that's one of the things that makes this network different than, I would say, all others. So that's my little infomercial. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. we have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Welcome back. Bottom of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. It's Tuesday, February 23rd, 2021. And speaking of low-intensity conflict, low-intensity operations, so the there are hearings today, right, on the January 6th thing, whatever you want to call it, the false flag LARPing episode is kind of what I would call it. Joint oversight hearing on security failures during attack on U.S. Capitol. I hope no one storms the chambers. Oh my goodness. The last time we had a joint session was on January 6th, wasn't it? And we all know what happened then. But I wonder if they're going to talk about John Sullivan and how NBC and CNN, even the New York Post reported, among others, anti-Trump Capitol rioter sold footage for $35,000 to NBC and CNN, court papers. Accused Capitol rioter John Sullivan sold video footage he recorded at the January 6th siege to NBC and CNN for $35,000, according to New York court papers. So, you know, the bigger issue here is there is a low intensity conflict aspect to this, and you know, there was the planning and all that kind of stuff. I just think it's interesting that, you know, and there is none other than Brendan Guttenschwager, 23-year-old jet setting around the country filming all of this stuff. He's there too. How do these guys even know about this stuff? And you know, you look at the picture of John Sullivan, he looks like he attends Marshall Applewhite's Heaven's Gate Church, like so many of these kinds of people, you know. Insurgents USA. Interesting. Whatever. What do I know? You know, just a little old me. I'm just a casual observer to these things. All right, let's go back to the phones and grab Fred in Iowa. Fred, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning,
hope
Fred.
I don't ramble on here and make some sense. But when you're hip deep in alligators and the whole world is falling on your head, disgust, anger, depression, that's the time to get down on your knees and thank the Lord the most, because
absolutely,
being you through some tribulations for your learning, yes, so you'll understand and be prepared. Okay,
As I mentioned last week to your point there in Hebrews 12, God disciplines every son, you know, that he considers a son, and without that discipline, you know, we're illegitimate. So he scourges the son in whom he delights, right? So it's a good thing.
Well said, my brother. You covered it there.
Yeah.
The first half of your show, you put out such information, and the callers into your show. But I, out of the many flaws in my character, I have a problem with anger. Now, that doesn't mean I'm going to go and beat up somebody or hit them with a club or shoot them. But I've got to watch my anger when it goes to hate, then I murder. You know, in other words, I murder in my mind. So I've sinned. I pray every day of my life, and I feel so filthy, to put it frankly, that I know that the angels are groaning when they hear my prayers. The Lord is groaning when he hears my prayers, and I'm groaning at the same time, because I am concerned with my sincerity, my honesty, and what is on my heart, because who knows the heart? It's one of the most deceitful things, and who can control the tongue? Now, I'll make this statement. I don't own a firearm, and I know firearms. I lived for 6 months in the brush of Alaska, and that's what I used my artillery to eat. And then big tides up there, when the tide's out, the table sets. So I could get clams, and even on a -4 foot tide, I could get abalone without a wetsuit. But a problem that I wrestle with, and you said it, and it is so important, and it's, we are in a spiritual war. And the only way that you can understand this, a spiritual war, and the Holy Spirit, which guides us, you have to be receptive to the Spirit, because on our own we can do nothing. So no man can boast. But I would like to see everybody from 12 years old on up armed to the teeth. Now, here I am being a phony because I don't own a firearm, but I would like to see other people own a firearm. So I think of myself, well, you're a double-minded man. Okay, as I said before, heroes of mine, among others, and I could include you in there, most certainly. And I'm not saying trust in the arm of man, but George Washington Carver and Booker T. Washington and Gandhi. We've got to do it with words. And to think for 1 minute that this old man wants to fight, I do. But I've got to do it with words until I understand more. Now, praying. I pray, and sometimes, you know, am I being sincere? And I'll put it this way. I listen to your show religiously. After you close the show, I turn off RBN. And I will say, out of disgust, not with you, out of disgust. Now, things are beginning to change. Now, I never have said and want to see RBN go off the air. But you know my site that I watch, I believe in, and I consider it 1,000 times more important than RBN. Does that mean that I want to see RBN fail? No. And I have contributed. But when I prayed and prayed for people that I didn't want to, actually, I had to work at it. Things are changing. And I'll bring up, and I'll be cautious about this, about division. I have been harping on this and saying on this for a year. Actually, going on almost 6 years. Division. Divide. And when I hear this in stupidity about the difference between people that I host that have such animosity against blacks, that is just dividing us. And you've said many times that there's very little actual prejudice. But there are people that are set in their ways. Heck, if there's any place where we should be and united, is in God and Lord and together. And my God, why would a person... just use some sense, alienate other friends of similar beliefs. But I hear on RBN and it just makes me so mad and angered, and that's division. But it is changing. Now, RBN is very, very, very important. There's hosts that I disagree with vehemently. But you've mentioned it many times, and you've helped me. And that's prayer. So getting back to when you're hip deep in alligators and everything gets wrong, well, we're all learning lessons, and there's a lot of good things to learn from RBN. So I've got to watch my own self. I think I've rambled on here enough. Another thing. When I get my email straight, I'll start emailing you. And I talk about Russia, and it sounds kind of strange to people, I would think, why I'm so fascinated with the Russian people. I really dislike any government in the world. Does that mean that I'm against government? Absolutely not. But all governments are evil. There's good people in them, but the psychopaths, they're in control. And I know who the head of the all of this, the very head. And you know that I know from what I say. But let's see, I've talked enough, and I'm going to shut my mouth and hang up unless you got a comment you want to say or ask me. I'm done, well, my brother.
I appreciate your remarks. Go ahead. And it's interesting. You and William probably share some common ground in a fair amount of what you said, which is interesting. It'd be interesting to, you know, hear you guys
chew that a little bit.
But, you know, in defense of the remark about government, there's that quote that is spuriously attributed to Jefferson, that government is best which governs least. You know, so the old concept of anarchy with a night watchman, I think, is the sort of operative concept. And what happens when you do that, when you leave people, you know, Fred, when you idiot-proof things, all you do is make idiots. And if you leave people to figure things out, I mean, I've talked many times about, and I know that you've seen it in your work throughout the years, you see the craftsmen going away in every trade. Mike Rowe has talked about this in his experience. And, you know, now we have all of these idiot-proof systems that just create idiots, and everyone forgets how to do things. You can't find a person, for example, anymore that could frame in a roof, not a truss package, but, you know, to actually frame in a roof with maybe just a speed square and a handsaw. And that, you know, that would seem like skilled labor today, and that was a basic thing that everyone, you know, the most basic entry-level carpenter would have to know 40 or 50 years ago. So,
well, pardon the interruption, but you cover so much ground, and thank God for it, because you're reading my thoughts. And I to reiterate my interest and fascination with the Russian people, and they're all over the world. But when you the old believers, I'll put it that way, they had to escape, and they had to make their own clothes, their own homes, their own gardening, their own tools, their own utensils to eat off of, everything. And they were very good and efficient at it, and they were, and say that I agree with socialism or communism. I'm most certainly not. But I hate fascism, and that's what the hell we are here in the United States and throughout the world. But people built their homes, and they cleared the land, and they plant in colder climates. You know, what foods they could raise. And, my God, the peasants in northern Siberia and the taiga, and I want to get this information to you in an email, they didn't succumb to when the Bolshevik revolution in 17, because they were self-sufficient. But how the government has changed so much, and it seems like that I'm peddling that Putin is a great guy. No, he isn't, because he's putting a hammer on religion.
You're not talking about him, though. You're talking about the people. And so that's the distinction.
Yes. Yeah, it's like Americans was when they were going west, with all the flaws that we done by annihilating the indigenous people, the Indians, but there were the reindeer herders and the Indians and the indigenous population. Anyhow, I'm taking up a lot of time, and my God, I listen more to different programs and put my two cents in and now and again and try to watch my mouth and my tongue. I pray, and my friend, I needed a lesson there to what you have suggested all along about praying. It makes a difference. And then action. And I tried to do action. I'm rambling now, okay. All right. Bye-bye, my friend. God bless you all.
Thank you.
And I sure love William in Montana, beside a lot of other callers. Bye-bye, brother. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Extended musical interlude. Sir, when you said that, you hit the nail on the head, but it's Sinatra, so, you know, what can we do? What can we do? I don't need to harp on this before we go back to the phones. You know, speaking of current affairs, current events and such, I mentioned the joint oversight hearing on the security failures during the attack on the U.S. Capitol. Nah, that's not what it was. Come on. It was a staged false flag LARPing event. That's what it was. Can we be honest? Come on. So let me get this straight. Okay, so let's just back into this a little bit real quick. I'm just going to do this in 2 minutes and then I'll leave it. You know, we'll move on. But it's a disclosed fact based on court documents that NBC and CNN both paid John Sullivan, you know, Insurgents USA, which is interesting, Insurgents USA, $35,000 a piece for the footage of, you know, whatever. I mean, I would call it a false flag LARPing event episode, strategy of tension episode, you know, our Reichstag fire kind of thing. And so I want to see the documents that show, I think that was January 27th or something like that, that there was an ACH transfer. It was shown in the court papers. But I want to see the agreements prior to that that say, hey, you know, if you find, you know, if you have some footage on January 6th, and I know that sounds kind of crazy, but I believe that there is, you know, there's evidence to that, definitely. And I think one of the clues to that is the fact that he and so many other folks were there on that day. How did they know? And so, you know, 1957, the Hidden Persuaders, Vance Packard reminds us again in chapter 19, The Engineered Yes, Edward Bernays says that newsworthy events involving people usually do not happen by accident. They are planned deliberately to accomplish a purpose, to influence ideas and actions. Seems like what happened on January 6th has been pretty influential, wouldn't you say? Bernays is the guy who called the reporters and said, hey, you guys want to come down and have some photographers? There's going to be a parade tomorrow, there will be something to see. Scantily clad women smoking torches of freedom. It's going to be awesome. This seems like one of those events, doesn't it? Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.